Hello, welcome to For You. My name's Rainbow.
And I'm Elsie.
Elsie, mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of the famous ballet, The Nutcracker?
Oh, the famous ballet. I've heard of it, but I've never watched it before.
Oh, I've never seen it before, but I know that it's a very common Christmas tale, and it's also a big part of North American Christmas tradition. Oh. Today we have an article on The Nutcracker. Let's check it out.
Reading.
The Nutcracker and the Four Realms. A young girl named Clara is seeking out a special key. She wants to open a box left to her by her dead mother. Clara's godfather gives her a golden thread that leads her to the key. Little does she know that the key opens the door to a magical universe. She steps through it and makes a discovery. Clara's mother was the creator of this universe, and Clara is a princess there. She discovers three realms: the land of snowflakes, the land of flowers, and the land of sweets. However, the evil mother Ginger has taken over the fourth realm and put everyone in danger. Clara must win a battle against her and recover the key to renew unity in the realms. This is Disney's new film, The Nutcracker and the Four Realms, which is a new adaptation of an old Christmas tale. The story was first written in 1816 and became a ballet with music in 1892. Now, audiences around the world enjoy it during the Christmas season. You can celebrate this tradition by seeing The Nutcracker and the Four Realms in theaters this December.
All right, so our first part of the article says a young girl named Clara is seeking out a special key. So we have our main character, her name's Clara. She's seeking out something. That means she's looking for something. She's looking for a key. Wonder what's the key for? It says she wants to open a box left to her by her dead mother.
Oh, 所以今天我们故事的主角 Clara 她在找一把可以打开一个盒子的钥匙。盒子是谁留下来的呢？盒子是过世的妈妈留下来给她的。 So there must be some important things in the box.
Yeah, maybe it's like a secret or something.
Or a treasure box.
Alright, so the next part says, Clara's godfather gives her a golden thread that leads her to the key. So a godfather is an important father figure, usually a friend of the family that sometimes helps raise the child. We have godfather and godmother, or you can say godparents. In our next part of this sentence, we also have the vocabulary word thread, which is a noun. A thread is a long, thin string. Usually it's made from cotton or nylon, another kind of fiber. We use it for weaving. So we can say we're threading or putting the thread in the needle so we can sew. Now, the golden thread, when we say that, it's usually talking about, it's not really a gold thread, but it's an idea or a feature that's present in all the parts of something. So it threads everything together, gives it value and importance. So golden thread means something very important. I have a sentence for you which says, volunteers are the golden thread that tie an organization together. Okay, so it means that in an organization, volunteers are very important, especially if we're talking about a nonprofit organization. Alright, so Clara's godfather gives her a golden thread. So we're talking about thread, which is like a string. Okay, so in this movie, we can see it's actually a thread. Okay, that is going to be also a key into a magical universe. Alright, so we can say, I could not put the thread through the needle because it was so small. I couldn't put the thread through the needle because the needle was so small.
So thread 这个字就是线啦。那刚刚 Rainbow 有提到Golden thread 解释为金线，那金线呢其实就代表是连接事物不可或缺的部分。 So it's Clara's godfather that gives her this golden thread for her to find the key. 我们看到 godfather 是教父，那当然 godmother 就是教母，他们的角色呢就很像我们台湾所谓的干爸干妈，那他是要帮忙照顾孩子的。如果亲生父母亲过世之后啊，这个教母教父是要继续帮忙照顾这个孩子的。
Alright, so let's see what this godfather is trying to do here. The next part of the sentence says, little does she know that the key opens the door to a magical universe. Wow. Alright, so when we say little does she know, it basically means you have no idea. So she has no idea what's going on. When we have the word universe, this is talking about the beautiful, vast galaxy besides Earth. So we have other planets, we have beautiful dark place with a lot of stars and a lot of different planets. So in the movie Lucy, you can see beautiful images of the universe. It's like 3D from the top down. It's really cool.
Really cool. Okay, so do you have any example sentence for us?
Oh, okay, so before we talked about little did you know means
yeah.
she doesn't know something. So I would say little did she realize that one day she would be on the big screen. So she didn't know she was going to be famous. All right, so in this sentence, Clara has no idea that this key would open the door to a magical universe.
今天在我们的英文练功房里面呢，我们看到的是否定副词置于句首的倒装句。那句子当中啊，如果有否定副词或偏语的话呢，可以将它们放到句首，变成倒装的句型，用来加强否定的语气。那否定的副词或偏语有哪一些呢？课文里面看到 little 这个字是包含在里面的咯，它的解释是一点也不。那另外还有 hardly 几乎不， seldom 很少，或者是这个片语 not only but also， 也就是不只有第一个还有第二个等等之类的片语句型，片语单字都是否定副词。那再来呢，我们看到句型哦，句型怎么办呢？句型为否定副词或片语放在句首之后，加上 be 动词再加上主词，或者是否定副词或片语放在句首后面加上助动词再加上主词或动词。给同学们一个例句哦， Not only can Rainbow dance, but she can also sing. Rainbow 不但会跳舞还会唱歌。回到文章呢，原来啊，钥匙是用来打开神奇宇宙的门。 The key to something 代表的是用来打开某物的钥匙。 For example, I lost the key to my house. 我弄丢了打开家门的钥匙。那注意这边介系词我们用的是 to. So now Clara finds the key andopens the box.
Ooh. So what's going on here? It says she steps through it and makes a discovery. So a discovery is a finding that usually happens unexpectedly or during a search. Maybe it's a little bit of a surprise. Okay, so her sentence here is, she stared at the discovery in her hands, confused. She had no idea what she found.
Discovery 这个名词呢是发现，然后跟哪一个频道很像呢？就是19台的发现频道，对不对？ To make a discovery 就是发现新的事物，那我们也可以直接用它的动词来表示，就是 discover 这个字 D-I-S-C-O-V-E-R. But why is there this universe? 为什么会有这个宇宙呢？ Who creates it?The article tells us Clara's mother was the creator of this universe, and Clara is a princess there.
Wow. Oh. Little did she know, right?
Little did she know.
Wow. So she discovers three realms, the land of snowflakes, the land of flowers, and the land of sweets. Wow. So there are these three different realms. Now, realms are lands or magical places. It's a kingdom that's often found in fantasy stories or fables. Which one's your favorite?
You mean out of the three kingdoms, three realms? Maybe snowflakes.
Oh, wow.
What's yours?
Probably sweets.
Sweets? Because you like sweets.
Yeah, candy.
你喜欢吃甜食。Okay, 那我们看到 the realm 在文章中呢指的就是王国 kingdom. Clara discovers the three realms, but the title of the article is the Nutcracker and the four realms.
Ooh.
So where is the fourth one?The article tells us, however, the evil mother Ginger has taken over the fourth realm and put everyone in danger. Take over, 这个片语就是占领、接管。给同学们一个例句哦。Lisa left the company, 她离开公司了。So Lily took over her work. Lily 就把她的工作接管来做。
Alright, so the evil queen took over the fourth realm and is putting everybody in danger. So we have an idiom here which says to put somebody in danger. So when you're putting something, it means you're placing it somewhere. But we're not actually placing a person anywhere. It just means you're in a situation where you allow everybody to be in a very dangerous place. So, for example, if I don't save somebody, then I would put them in danger by letting them be in a bad situation. Or you can say, if the fireman did not save the people, he would put everybody in very big danger by keeping them in the fire-filled house.Alright, so we're back to the article here, and the next sentence says, Clara must win a battle against her and recover the key to renew unity in the realms. So the her is the evil ginger queen, and Clara has to beat her. She has to win so she can get the key back and save everybody. So we have the verb here, recover, which means to get something back or find it again. So remember, when we have the prefix re at the beginning of the sentence, it means to do something again. So for example, you might know the words repeat, restate, revise, to do something again. See if you can come up with other words that start with re. This is very common. I have a sentence for you.I need to recover my iPhone from Starbucks because I left it there yesterday. Hopefully I can find it.
Oh no, you did leave it there?
My new phone.
Oh no! 刚刚呢我们讲到 RE 自首开头的字呢它有再一次的意思。那除了 Rainbow 讲到的 repeat 那些字等等的还有 replay,再次播放 reuse, 再次使用或是 remind, 再次提醒。And after Clara recovers the key, she can renew unity in the realms. Renew 也是一个 RE 开头的字。这个动词呢指的是更新、重新开始或是恢复。那这里要恢复的就是王国里面的 unity, 也就是团结一致。For example, every country has to keep its national unity. 每个国家都要保有他们国家当中的一致还有团结。
All right, so the next sentence says, this is Disney's new film, The Nutcracker and the Four Realms, which is a new adaptation of an old Christmas tale.Alright, so we have the noun here, film. Film is another way to say movie. This is a noun, so back in the old days, a film was a thin strip of plastic that people would play movies from using a projector. So we always call those films. Nowadays, we don't use projectors anymore. Film is also a type of photograph.So as opposed to digital, so film is when you take one, you cannot delete it. You just have to develop the film. Today we have our cameras, digital, so we don't use any film anymore. It's not that common. All right, our example sentence says, I heard that the newest film, that's Star Wars, it is nothing compared to the original film.
Alright, but I'm sure this Disney's new film is going to be super exciting.
Oh.
It's a new adaptation of an old Christmas tale. 我们看到 adaptation 这个字啊，它是改编版本的意思，是个名词。那动词改编呢，我们用的是 adapt 这个字 ,A-D-A-P-T. So we can say that the old Christmas tale has been adapted many times. 这个古老的圣诞故事啊，其实已经被改编很多次了。
All right, so we move on and we talk about a little bit of the history. It says the story was first written in 1816 and became a ballet with music in 1892. So we mentioned the word ballet before. This is an artistic dance form performed to music using precise and very formal steps and gestures that people have to memorize. There's often a fancy story to it. Ballet is quite difficult.
Yeah, have you ever tried ballet?
No.
I think you'll be good at it. The Nutcracker 胡桃钱的故事呢，以前就被写出来了，然后呢，再被柴可夫斯基编写为 ballet 芭蕾舞剧。
Alright, so if you've seen the film Black Swan, you would know how intense ballet training is.
Yes.
It's a very good movie, but scary.Nutcracker is also a very famous ballet performance, as well as we have Swan Lake, which is also featured in Black Swan.
Oh, so Swan Lake 是天鹅湖。
Ah, yes.
对不对 ?The Nutcracker 就是胡桃钱芭蕾舞剧。那两个都是很重要的芭蕾舞剧哦。然后呢刚刚 Rainbow 提到的 Black Swan, 黑天鹅这个电影大家一定要去看。
Okay. Natalie Portman, my favorite.
Yeah. And the article says, now audiences around the world enjoyed it during the Christmas season.
Wow. All right. So what can we do? It says you can celebrate this tradition by seeing The Nutcracker and the Four Realms in theaters this December. Ooh, I'm pretty excited. Would you like to see it?
Yeah, of course. I would like to see it.
Let's go see it together.
It's going to be in December, right? 12月. Okay, so...When are you available? 什么时候你有空啊?
Let's do it on Christmas.
Christmas? You mean on Christmas Day? 12月25号那天?
Christmas Day.
Wow, okay. I think I'll be able to go with you.
Oh, maybe we can see all of you at the theaters on Christmas Day.
Okay, and I will ask you how you feel about this ballet.
I'm excited.
All right.
All right, so that wraps up our For You article for today. Let's move on to our chat time.
For You Chat.
All right, welcome back to For You. We're going to do our chat. Which other Christmas stories can you think of? And Elsie, which one is your favorite?
I think my favorite one is the one called A Christmas Carol. Which is written by Charles Dickens.
Oh, tell me about the story.
Okay.The story is about a man named Scrooge.
Okay.
So, in the beginning, he was really mean, not nice, and didn't want to give people his stuff.
Oh, did he hate Christmas?
Yeah, he hated Christmas. But in the end, he just changed to another new person, and he was willing to share.
Wow.
And he became really generous and nice to people.
Wow, so this is a story about sharing. So it's
often
told to little kids, but was written by the famous Charles Dickens. You can go check it out if you have the time.
Yeah, do you have your favorite one?
My favorite is The Grinch That Stole Christmas is also a very similar story about a very angry Grinch who hated Christmas. So he used to go around destroying everything.And, like, stealing the people's gifts, making children cry because he was unhappy.
Oh.
But then afterwards, not going to tell you the plot, but he also changed into a giving and caring person.
Oh, it's just like the story I mentioned.
Yeah, probably was based on the same thing. I think this one's by Dr. Seuss. So, if you guys check out this story, Christmas is a time for sharing and giving. So, gifts are a very common tradition. So, I hope that during Christmas, you can read some famous Christmas carols or Christmas stories and learn to share and give to everybody.
And remember, to give is better than
to receive.
施比受更有福. Okay, so I think we have to say bye to our students.
All right, I'm Rainbow.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye.
The Nutcracker and the Four Realms. A young girl named Clara...is seeking out a special key. She wants to open a box left to her by her dead mother. Clara's godfather gives her a golden thread that leads her to the key. Little does she know that the key opens the door to a magical universe. She steps through it and makes a discovery. Clara's mother was the creator of this universe, and Clara is a princess there. She discovers three realms, the land of snowflakes, the land of flowers, and the land of sweets. However, the evil mother Ginger has taken over the fourth realm and put everyone in danger. Clara must win a battle against her and recover the key to renew unity in the realms. This is Disney's new film, The Nutcracker and the Four Realms, which is a new adaptation of an old Christmas tale. The story was first written in 1816 and became a ballet with music in 1892. Now, audiences around the world enjoy it during the Christmas season. You can celebrate this tradition by seeing The Nutcracker and the Four Realms in theaters this December.
Vocabulary Review.
Thread. I sewed the button on my jacket with a needle and thread. Universe. This author creates his own universes in his stories, and the characters all live in different worlds. Discovery. Thanks to this new machine, the scientists were able to make an important discovery. Recover. After many years of trying, the army recovered the ancient book from another country. Unity. The football team built a sense of unity between people of different backgrounds. Film. Sally likes black and white films from the 1940s more than modern ones.